greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. We are presenting the best we know how, that which was presented by Booker T. Coleman and Gabrielle Oyibo, the Shabaka Stone, and the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, along with the information presented to us by George G. M. James' book entitled Stolen Legacy, principally on page 139 and probably about 20 pages thereafter. We're talking about dialectics now. See, this is a scientific principle, modern day, in these days and times, given to us by Marx. Is it Marx, Hegel? I forget the third fella's name, but you who are communists, my sisters and brothers, socialists, you remember there were three: Marx, Hegel, and another fella. And most of my communist sisters and brothers, along with Marx, reject Hegel and go along with this other person. But you all are familiar with dialectics. But did you know that this is African teaching? The concept of dialectics. Now, this next definition, sisters and brothers, it says the development through the stages of thesis, antithesis, and synthesis in accordance with the laws of dialectical materialism. Now, look at the universe. That's what we're doing scientifically. Look at our minds and look at the sacred and divine masculine and the polarity, the opposite, sacred divine feminine. The masculine has the seed and germ of life called sperm. That is equivalent to thesis. You have thesis, idea, concept. But then you have the antithesis. So the thesis is realized as that thesis crosses over into the opposite called antithesis. And so thesis and antithesis together produce synthesis. Let me say something. My beautiful ancestor, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., talked about, see, he studied all of this. This was a deep man, a deep fella, versed in dialectical materialism, versed in Marx concepts, and Hegel concepts, and the other fella that I can't remember his name, but we'll recite his name sometime in the future. But he talked about capitalism. This is Dr. King. He talked about communism, and Dr. King said that Dr. King was talking about this new civilization that we need to get to, called it the Promised Land. Scripturally called Promised Land, called Kingdom of God, and we say Queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Dr. King said the answer is not in the thesis of capitalism, nor the antithesis, nor in the antithesis of antithesis of communism. Let me say that again. The answer is not in the thesis of capitalism, nor the antithesis of communism, but in a synthesis of both of these concepts, bringing a higher reality and a higher order. And so, dialectics is seen as theses. That's the sacred masculine. Seed of life, germ of life, called sperm. But that seed of life, germ of life, called sperm, needs the antithesis or the polar opposite that we know is the sacred divine feminine, that womb, and then the sacred masculine emits the seed of life called, the seed of life, germ of life called sperm into the womb of the sacred feminine, and you have a child, and that child is the synthesis of the thesis and the antithesis coming together to produce synthesis realized in the child. That is dialectic materialism. Let me hit that again. Dialectics. My digital dictionary went out on me, so I have to call it up again, and I want to hit the words dialectical materialism specifically and see what it says, and we want to use this as a backdrop to know that we are in the study of the ancient African original teaching of these realities. Dialectical materialism is defined in my electronic dictionary, Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Electronic Dictionary, the theory that maintains the material basis of a reality constantly changing in a dialectical process, and the priority of matter over mind, okay? So to Marx, it was about matter over mind. Let me just say something, sisters and brothers. Matter over mind. The universe is the mind of the Most High. And the universe is matter, is spirit, is mind. Now you and I, our minds are shaped by the matter that we are investigating, that the ancient Africans, they have a mind, but now they are examining scientifically matter and the material world. And they, the ancient Africans, as we shall continue in this teaching, are teaching us how matter changes constantly and new realities come up. New realities are given birth to, are birthed and realized. And our minds are shaped by the scientific study of the matter and material of the universe that we are in the study of, which is the mind of the Most High that has supreme power over our minds. This is ancient African teaching dialectics. Communist sister and brother, socialist sister and brother, we got to go back to Africa. And we have to unite the religious community with the scientific community by going back to the ancient African teachings from which these two branches of knowledge have sprung from, come from. But who wants to give credit to the ancient African teachers? Now, Atum has come forth out of, but is yet connected to, Ptah. And Atum calls forth Nun, spelled N-U-N, and Nonet, spelled N-A-U-N-E-T. Now, when you add the T or the E-T to Nun, the T makes Nun feminine. So Nun is male, masculine, father. Nonet is female, feminine, mother. Nun is the male, represents the material, represents water, represents urine and water, and represents the seed and germ of life called sperm. Now, keeping in mind dialectic materialism, the dialectic opposite of nun is nonet, the sacred and divine feminine. Nun is the sacred and divine masculine. Nonet, the sacred and divine female feminine. Nonet, she is the heavens. She is space. She is the womb, W-O-M-B. She is mother. Now we have the concept of space. We have energy. We have material. We have space. We have water. We have sperm. We have seed. We have the womb. We have the heavens. So these are scientific concepts, scientific realities. Atum, calling forth these gods and goddesses out of, but yet in, the waters of Nun. Okay, now you have next, the next god-goddess couple. These are coming as couples. These are coming as father and mother. These are coming as sacred masculine working together with the sacred feminine to produce life. These are coming as thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. Look at this science, sisters and brothers. I hope I'm not boring you. I'm not boring myself, but I want to take time with these scientific principles so that we can know that the ancient Africans are the first teachers of these scientific principles. Next is Ha, spelled H-U-H. This is the masculine. This is the male. This is the father. And Ha-het, spelled H-A-U-H-E-T. Now, that's the Ha-het is the sacred feminine. She's the mother. She's female. Okay, represents the female. Now, Ha represents infinity. Okay, represents infinity, the concept of things going on forever. There are realities in the universe that go on forever. Do you understand? Do we understand the reality of eternal life? You see, the European Christian teachers have lied to us. Logic, given us a logic logic based on fallacy, given us fictitious narrative. Eternal life does not begin, does not ever begin. Eternal life has no beginning and no ending. Eternal life is infinity. Infinity life. Eternal and infinity are equal, are related. When we understand eternal life, we are coming into the understanding of infinity. Now, when we come into knowledge, we are better able to participate in this eternal reality of life. All right. Ha, that's Ha, sacred masculine, father, male. Then you have Ha-het. Ha-het. She, sacred feminine, mother, sacred female. She represents that which is finite. That which is finite. Meaning, there are things in the universe that do not go on forever. We want to keep these concepts in our minds. And let me just say now, death, hell, and destruction, this system of death, hell, and destruction will not go on forever. It is finite. But truth, justice, and righteousness is infinity, is eternal. Now, if you look at Ha, sacred masculine, sacred father, sacred male, he is infinity, because the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, houses that reality of life that goes on forever. infinity. But when that life seed, germ of life called sperm, is emitted into the womb of Hahet, into the sacred feminine womb of the female, now that womb gives the finite reality of flesh onto the infinite reality of life and soul and spirit, which is represented by that seed and germ of life called sperm, which has that life in it and is watery. That reality of water in the womb begins with the male, begins with the man, begins with the masculine. The water of the seed and germ of life called sperm is watery. Then that reality emits into the womb of the mother, and you have water in the surrounding the fetus in the embryo. Okay? So, masculine, infinity, because of the seed, the infinite life germ, the infinite reality of life that is housed in the seed and germ of life called sperm. But the female now puts flesh onto that seed of life, germ of life called sperm, and that flesh is finite. This flesh is getting older. I'm looking in the mirror. I'm seeing gray. I'm seeing my flesh get older. My appearance, my countenance is not as it was when I was a child, a young adult, a young man. I'm getting older now. I see that this flesh is finite. But that seed of life that was sperm, that is that life and soul and spirit energy, is infinite. So we have here the scientific concept of time, T-I-M-E, time, taught originally by the ancient Africans. Next, Atum calls up out of but yet in the watery reality of noon, calls Kuk and Kaket. Kuk, K-U-K, excuse me. Kuk is spelled K-U-K. Pronounced Kuk. Sacred masculine. Sacred male. Sacred father. Kuk represents darkness. Darkness. That seed and germ of life called sperm, you can't see it. It's hidden in the dark reality of the father. And then that father, that masculine, emits that seed and germ of life called sperm into the womb of Kaket, into the sacred divine feminine mother womb of Kaket. That womb is dark, but after the term of birthing, after that full term, first, second, third trimester, now that child is what? Given birth. That mother gives birth to that child, and that child comes into the light. So she, Kaket, the mother, sacred feminine, sacred womb, represents the reality of light, L-I-G-H-T, because that which is hidden must now come to birth into the light, into the light. See these concepts? See this science? You have an idea? No one knows anything of that idea. But when, let's say your idea is to open a restaurant, you have an idea. You begin to work on that idea. Sacred masculine, giving energy to the sacred feminine, to that egg, to that idea that is like an egg. You begin to think about all that you will need to open a restaurant. You begin to study cost, study food cost. Study how much money you will spend daily, weekly, monthly on food. And then you begin to calculate how much money you must charge the people to make money, but you begin to also calculate how much money to charge the people so that the people can afford it. You begin to study the cost of buying, purchasing a building. Or do you want to rent a building? Or do you want to lease a building? All of this goes into the planning. And then one day, you put the sign up. Let's call it the Cuck Coquette Restaurant. And so now the people say, wow, we see a sign going up. Somebody must have had an idea to open up a restaurant. Maybe we'll go and eat there. And so the people began to think on an idea of what they may want to eat there. Maybe you put the menu on the door and you begin to put into the minds of the people the idea of coming to eat in your establishment and the different foods that you will present. And then you begin to think on the day of opening, the grand opening. And now is the day of the grand opening. And your idea that came to reality from your mind, working on sacred masculine and the dialectic principle, sacred masculine, sacred feminine, and the thesis and the antithesis have now given birth to the synthesis, which is your idea now manifested that was dark and hidden, unseen. Now we can see the idea manifested, personified in the light, and now we come into your restaurant and we begin to act upon our idea of spending money in your establishment and restaurant and eating some fine, wonderful food. That is the concept of noon nonet, seed and space and womb, her head, infinity, finite. You have an idea. There's a, in that idea is infinity. Also in that idea is the reality of that which is finite. And you have Cuck and Coquette, that which was in darkness, now in the light. Now we come to the last couple. There are four couples, two per couple, four couples, a total of eight. And eight is the number of new beginning, and four is the number of preparation and foundation and the unseen spiritual reality, the unseen spiritual reality, the fourth reality. And three is the number of birth, 1, 2, 3 trimesters. Two has to do with the sun and your body and your physical structure and what you do. And one is the origins, the beginnings of everything. So now we're at the fourth couple, Amun and Amonet. Amun, A-M-U-N, the sacred father, sacred male, sacred masculine. And Amonet, A-M-A-U-N-E-T, Amonet, sacred mother, sacred feminine, sacred female, sacred womb. And so these words are where we get, or I should say it this way, from these words originate our word amen at the end of our prayers. Amun and Amonet. Now Amun represents that which is hidden. And see, it seems to me that the ancient Africans, they began, if you just look at darkness and light, and then look at Amun as hidden, and then Amonet is revealed, okay? Let's do it this way. Amun, sacred father, sacred male, sacred masculine, represents that which is hidden, because the seed of life, called sperm, is hidden in the sacred father, sacred masculine, sacred male. But Amonet is revealed. She, the sacred feminine, the sacred female, the sacred mother, the sacred womb takes that which is hidden and now reveals into what? The light, that which was hidden. So it seems to me that the ancient Africans, when you get to Cuck and Kaket, Cuck the father, darkness, Kaket the mother, light. They say, okay, we see and understand the concept of darkness and the concept of light. But we want to break this down further because that which is in the darkness is hidden. So Cuck split and you get Amun. Cuck is darkness. And then Amun is hidden. It sounds like a take on the same concept, but it is a further rendering and a further and a deepening study and reality of darkness. So Amun is similar to Cuck, but Amun is a deeper philosophical understanding. So Amun, sacred father, sacred masculine, sacred male, is that which is hidden, okay? And then Amonet takes that which is hidden, and now that which is hidden becomes revealed because the womb, the sacred feminine, the sacred female, takes that which is hidden and now gives birth to that which is hidden, and now you have revelation, that which is revealed. And so that which is revealed, you can see that which is revealed in the light. So if you say Kaket, sacred feminine, mother, womb, female, represents the light, and go deeper into that, she becomes Amonet, that function that actually reveals into the light. So do we see? Let's go over it again. Nun, water, material, male. Nonet, mother, the opposite, the dialectic opposite. She is the heavens, space, and womb. That seed of life goes into the womb. We have her, infinity, seed of life, germ of life, infinity. We have Hahet, sacred feminine, mother. She gives finite reality, flesh reality. That's time. Nun and Nonet represents space, energy. Ha and Hahet represents time. Cuck and Kaket, darkness and light. Amun and Amonet representing that which is hidden and that which is revealed. All in these concepts, you have time and energy and space. And let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.